joining us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline is Sekou Smith, who does a phenomenal job. You can check him out on Twitter, at Sekou Smith NBA from NBA.com, and writes and edits all things NBA for Sekou Smith's Hang Time blog. Joining us right now is Sekou Smith. Sekou, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. What's happening?
Sekou, doing great, man. First,
we're
let's talk hoops
in the summer. Yeah, that's what's
happening. Beautiful thing, man. We want to first get your impressions on the Sixers draft. Simmons kind of a no-brainer to a, you know, to an extent, but they didn't pull the trigger on another big deal that a lot of folks in this town thought they were going to. What do you think about what they ended up doing?
Well, look, you can build one of two ways. You can go through the draft, or you can try free agency. You know, it trades. And to me, the surefire way to get a guy who has a chance to be a, you know, superstar is through the draft. If you look traditionally, that's where you get those guys. It's very rare for you to be able to go out and swing a deal that lets you a superstar, who changes your franchise and takes you to new heights, you know. And Ben Simmons, as young as he is, for all the work he has to do, what guy are you going to trade for if you're Philadelphia that has that kind of talent? I mean, I love it. I love the draft. They didn't have to do anything beyond the draft of Simmons to me. I just wanted to make sure they got the right pick at number one. And there was a lot of debate among talking heads and folks in my business and our business about whether Ingram was a better prospect than Simmons. I had one guy tell me flat out that he thinks Ingram is Kevin Durant, you know, part two or whatever. And I'm like, I don't get that. I don't get this idea that because a guy has the same dimensions as someone else that he's magically going to be that guy. You know, I haven't seen it out of Ingram. I've seen it out of Simmons. I've seen him play in high school. Even his 1 year at LSU, where people were a little down on his performance, he's got that extra otherworldly type talent, the passing, the ability to finish at the rim with either hand on either side, the size, you know, the rebounding ability. I don't know how anybody could not be ecstatic about having Ben Simmons in their organization.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Sixers fans are salivating at the idea of having, you know, what you would hope would be a healthy Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons on the court at the same time. But give me your take on the first round of the draft from Thursday night. What surprised you about what went on, especially in the first couple of picks?
Well, what surprised me beyond Jaylen Brown going three, because I wasn't sure he'd go that high, to be honest with you. And I watched him here. He, you know, my son goes to a rival high school of his, and it tells you how young Jaylen Brown is. And my son, you know, is a year removed from dealing with one of the top picks in the NBA draft. But beyond that, you know, my pronunciation abilities are you know, sorely lacking, because I couldn't get half the names out of my mouth.
Oh, come on, man. Timotei Luwawu just rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
Furkan Korkmaz?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and this is coming from a guy who's had his name mispronounced for the last 40-plus years in every which way you can imagine. So, I don't know that I'm a fan of these international, you know, field drafts where we know a lot of these guys are not going to be in NBA uniforms. You know, even though they want to come over and cash in with the salary cap spike, they're not ready. You know, they're just simply not ready to play NBA basketball on a consistent basis. And when you have guys like that in the draft, it takes some of the luster off of them.
Well, how about Thon Maker going 10th? That was a surprise, wasn't it?
That was a stunner. But
yeah,
if you look at Thon Maker's history and the way...
I think we lost him.
Top 10 pick at some point, you know. He's going to be a top 10 pick in some draft at some point.
Well, let's swing it then to, obviously, the next stop here is free agency. And, you know, the reality is they're not going to be players for the heavy hitters. We understand that. But who would be a good choice for this team, Sekou, maybe on a short-term deal, because we know how desperately they need guard play, whether it's at the point or someone who can knock a shot down, because teams are just going to pack it in the lanes for them at this point in time.
Well, I mean, I think the thing you really need is veterans, quality veterans that can play supplementary roles on that team. You know, they're not going to be your stars, they're not going to be your catalyst, but they're going to be the guys that lift you up on those nights when your young guys don't have it. And to me, I think about guys like Marvin Williams, Courtney Lee, just quality veteran, true professionals who come to work every day and supply whatever it is they supply, in a high quality fashion. Like you said, then you're not going to get superstars or star free agents to consider coming there because of the makeup of the roster and how much work has to be done. But you're going to get journeymen and solid role player pros that want to come and be a part of something solid if they're allowed to play their roles the way they want to at a certain stage of their career.
What do you think the likelihood is that Noel and Okafor are both on the roster to start the season?
I don't know how you can make that happen if Embiid's coming and whatever happens with Sarge. You've got too many bodies logged in at the same spot, at the same stage of their careers for the growth and development to be what it needs to be for those guys. So I would imagine, I like Noel's skill set because he's a specialist in a small ball pace and space NBA. To me, his value is greater than it might seem to the naked eye. But I can see where teams are going to be interested in Okafor because he's a big man who can score and work inside at a time when, those guys are at a premium because the game is not really suited to them.
Sekou Smith from NBA.com joining us. Sekou, let's run through a couple of the heavy hitters here that won't be in contention to come to Philadelphia, but nonetheless of interest to see where they go. What do you think happens with Durant?
I think it's a 50-50 deal for Durant, that he either, signs that 2-year deal with the opt-out after the first year and stays in Oklahoma City for one more year. It's hard for me to see him not being enticed, by Golden State, proposition going to play with some other great players and having a chance to win a championship in a place where they've already won one.
So you think Golden State would be number one? I mean, we're hearing Miami, we're hearing the Celtics, we're hearing the Knicks potentially, which I don't buy, but we're hearing a lot of different teams. You think Golden State's probably the front runner if he goes?
That would be my front runner if I was in his shoes. To play with guys of his generation, they're all in that same age range. It just makes sense. It makes sense to be on a conglomerate, like that, where you can chase championships with other guys who are ambitious and at the similar stage of their careers as you are.
Does Cleveland adjust their roster significantly before the season starts? I mean, does Kevin Love come back there? Do they, do they lose anybody out of that starting crew?
No, you don't blow it up after you won a championship. That wouldn't make sense. And I think Kevin Love took a beat, and I was certainly there to pound on him like a lot of other people, but he took an unfair beating this year for his performance. He was solid. He wasn't great, but he was certainly solid and gave them what they needed.
Well, he definitely did in Game 7.
I hope he gets back to that game because that was the game that made him most successful, not just hanging on the perimeter. I know some of that is a product of what Cleveland's doing, but he's got to get back to being a guy who bangs down low. Sekou, we appreciate a couple minutes, man. Always great speaking with you.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.
All right, you got it. Sekou Smith from NBA.